In Mexico City, artists work to preserve the city's rich soundscape by building projects in public spaces designed for people to listen. Here's an Encore KJZZ report from 2019 with Rodrigo Cervantes.
Just a few steps away from rowdy street vendors in downtown Mexico City sits an old, tilted church. And as you walk in, the urban noises are replaced by soundscapes.
We are a museum, but at the same time, we are a space for live and performing art.
That's Tito Rivas, director of Ex Teresa Arte Actual, a space which focuses on sound experimentation. He says sound art is becoming more and more popular in Mexico City.
There's some listening thirst in the public.
As a sound artist himself, Rivas has been influenced by the city's sounds and tragedies. And one of his pieces is called Silence, a tribute to Mexico City's 2017 earthquake. It's an audio collage made from his recorded experience trying to rescue victims buried under the debris.
For example, the screamings of the people working to try to find someone are completely emotional.
Silencio, por favor.
Rivas says Mexico City's combination of contemporary and ancient sounds provide a unique experience to create pieces and spaces.
Yo soy Jesús Pacheco Vela, soy gestor cultural.
Jesús Pacheco calls himself a cultural agent promoting sound art in Mexico City. He recruits audio artists and underground techno musicians to create unique recordings and experiences. Here, artist Baby Bruce's take on a work from avant-garde artist Thomas Glassford. And in the city south, at the National Sound Library of Mexico, thousands of recordings can be heard, many with historical value.
Mi esposo y yo pensamos en todos los lugares que nos gustaría visitar juntos, y escogimos a México.
That's Jackie Kennedy, who visited Mexico City with her husband, President John F. Kennedy, in 1962. Pavel Granados is the library director.
Uno cree que los ruidos de la ciudad son eternas y desafortunadas.
Granados says we tend to think that the sounds of a city are eternal, but they're not, and so they archive them, from street noise and oral traditions to radio shows and music recordings. The institution recently found what's possibly the only recording of artist Frida Kahlo.
Es un niño grandote, inmenso, de cara amable y mirada triste. Sus ojos
and also has Mexico's first recording from the late 1800s, indigenous Huichol chants. Granado says that Mexico and the U.S. are intertwined in many ways, regardless of the border. And sounds prove it, like an American crooner singing La Mentira, a Mexican bolero in English.
I do remember when the sunlight had a special kind of brightness. And the laughter held a lover's kind of lightness. Yellow days, yellow days.